Good morning and shalom. Blessed be Jesus. We are right in the book of Galatians, and we want to do Galatians chapter 1, verses 12 to 24. We had already begun looking at Paul's testimony and the rebuke that he had given the church at Galatia. Or the region of Galatia. He had already said that he was amazed, astonished that they are turning back from the one who called them to the good news, to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they were turning back to a gospel that was not true gospel. And he was amazed. He said, "It is too soon. You just come and it is very soon that you are going back." And he was very sorry about that. Then he discovered that there are some people who were throwing them into confusion. And so at this particular juncture, Paul just explained that the gospel, the false gospel, was made up or is still made up of three elements. One, a different Jesus. And I want you to keep hearing what people explain or describe about Jesus. What do they say about Jesus? Is it the Jesus of the Bible or another Jesus? Is it the Jesus who was born of a virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit? Was it the Jesus born in Bethlehem? Was it the Jesus who suffered under Pontius Pilate? Was it Jesus who died and resurrected on the third day? Is it Jesus who came to be with the disciples for 40 days? Is it the Jesus who later on ascended as the disciples looked up at him? Is it the Jesus who is sitting at the right hand of God? Is it the Jesus that who is soon coming as a king? Is it the Jesus who is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings? Is it Jesus who is God in human flesh? Now, you must be very careful to listen whether you're talking about that Jesus. But here, they introduce a different Jesus. The false religion also introduced the false gospel. False gospel is how do people come to live a better life? How are people delivered? Are people delivered through their own efforts? Some people always say that they are delivered, of course, by helping themselves, by sacrificing, and by givings and going to church and many things. But how we are delivered? We are delivered not by our own efforts, but by the efforts of God alone. It's by the grace. Ours is only to believe that God is at work. We believe. We are delivered by the finished work of the gospel. The finished work of Jesus at the cross. That's how the gospel is. And then the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God who dwells in us. But some people believe in another spirit. So after Paul says that and introducing to that spirit, in explaining about that gospel, he went ahead now to explain that he was called by God. He is giving a testimony before he was called, how he was. Then he was giving a testimony how God met him or how Jesus met him and his relationship to the gospel after he was called. And this is what he said, verses 11. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. He returns back to say, the gospel I've been talking about was not given by men, nor did it come from men. It did not originate from human. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by the revelation from Jesus. Imagine getting it from the revelation of Jesus. How does Jesus reveal? Jesus revealed through the word, through the dream, through the vision, through the manifestation, through the peace, and very many other way. So Jesus revealed it to me, spoke it to me. Actually, for Paul, it was revealed to him through what we call circumstantial providences, where he was hit hard. He was knocked and he became blind for 3 days. And later on, the Lord Jesus Christ gave him the gospel. So he is now going back and letting people know that he received this from Jesus. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and I tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism, behold, many of my own age among my people, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace was priest to reveal his son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consort with any human being. So Paul is going back to how he was before he was born again. He said how zealous he was as a Judaizer, and how he was actually persecuting the same faith. He was persecuting Jesus. He was persecuting the church of Jesus. And he says, when God revealed this, because it was already given to him from the beginning, even before he was born, it was given to it. It's only that it was not revealed to him. So, but when he said, when I got it, I did not go to consort with other believers. And that's very true. So he is giving a history that is known by all these people. And you see, a testimony is so powerful that it will make people to believe. So we must know how to give a testimony. And let the testimony be the one that builds. You're giving before how you are now, how you were, and how you shall be. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. You see, he's giving us some areas, and he's mentioning some specific areas that after I was hit by the light, I did not go to consort with men, but I went to Arabia. You know, Arabia is where he went to just to have Jesus, to meet with Jesus very well, or to have the Jesus give him the strategy and what he was supposed to do. Because when he met Jesus at the road to Damascus, Jesus said, I'll tell him how he must suffer. I'll reveal to him. So in this Damascus desert, that's where the Lord, or the Arabia desert, that's where the Lord revealed to him the meticulous work that he was supposed to do, how he was supposed to fulfill it. By the Bible says that later he went to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter, Cephas, and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles except James and the Lord's brother. Only James, the Lord's brother. Brother, I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. You know, he even swear that what I'm writing to you is not a lie. It's the truth. These people had actually said that Paul did not have the right gospel and Paul was not a true apostle. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praise God because of me. So look, Paul is giving specific areas, specific praises, and he's tracking back how he began, how he was called, because these people had raised some resistance and said Paul was not called. And so he's taking them back how he was before he was called, how Jesus met him on the road to Emmaus, and after that one, where some of the areas, three areas where he went to Arabia, then came back to Damascus, then came back to Jerusalem, just 15 days, then went back to home, Cilicia, up there. And you continue to give this so that he may let the people who are listening know that what he's speaking is truth. Father, we thank you because of the power of our testimony. Help us to know how to testify about your gospel and to let ourselves to articulate how you have called us so that people may know that what you are saying is true in Jesus' name.